Have you ever wanted to be a fly on the wall during a murder trial? Well, I've got a podcast that should be your next binge. Murderish is a true crime podcast that gives listeners a 3D look at gripping murder cases from beginning to end. You'll get to know the victim and the perpetrator, how their worlds collided, and what went down during the trial. Your host is the great Jamie Rice, and she shares these stories with empathy and no filler. Jamie even shares her own personal experience being the jury foreperson on a first-degree murder trial, as well as a terrifying personal story about the time a stranger followed her home one night and came into her bedroom. Follow Murderish in your favorite podcast app and start binging now. There are over 150 episodes available in her back catalog. And remember, listening to Murderish doesn't make you a murderer. It just means you're murder-ish.
Born Lassane Parrish Crooks on June 16, 1971, in East Harlem, New York, Tupac Shakur was renamed by his mother, Afeni, a member of the Black Panther Party. The name, which means shining serpent, comes from an Incan ruler who was executed in 1781 after his failed revolt against Spanish conquerors. Afeni said about Tupac, "I wanted him to have the name of revolutionary indigenous people in the world." The son of not one, but two Black Panthers, Tupac grew up around political activism and was ingrained with a deep distrust of authority. Just 1 month before Tupac's birth, Afeni was acquitted of conspiring with other Panthers to bomb police stations and other public buildings in New York, charges that threatened to send her away to prison for the rest of her life. Demonstrating the confidence that she'd pass on to her son, Afeni represented herself at trial. Of the experience, she says in her autobiography, "I was young, I was arrogant, and I was brilliant in court because I thought this was the last time I could speak." Despite her success in court, life would hardly get easier for Afeni after her husband learned he was not Tupac's biological father. The couple split, with Afeni taking Tupac and his sister to live in Baltimore in 1986. By then, the one-time dissident fell addicted to rock cocaine, a struggle Tupac would later highlight in his hit song, "Dear Mama," in which he says, "Even though you was a crack fiend, Mama, you always was a black queen, Mama." In Baltimore, the Shakurs lived in abject poverty, surrounded by crime and violence. Believing her son had a greater purpose than selling drugs, Afeni encouraged Tupac's artistic pursuits and enrolled him in the Baltimore School for the Arts, where he studied subjects like poetry, jazz, and ballet. It was during this time that the future Grammy nominee began to refine his skills as a rapper and as an actor. Afeni said, "That was a really good experience for Tupac because all of the other students at the school were artists and the environment for artists is different. It's a lot freer. It's a lot less restricted." In 1988, Afeni sent Tupac across the country to Northern California to live with a close friend in Marin County, a working-class town 25 minutes north of San Francisco. With no family and few allies, the tenacious teenager was forced to fight to earn respect, and fight he did. Tupac's neighborhood friend, Ray Love, said, "It made it incredible the guts he had. He fears no man, woman, child, animal, none of that. He figured they can only kill you one time." During this period, Tupac began to immerse himself in the burgeoning Oakland hip-hop scene, forging friendships with members of the group Digital Underground, renowned for their chart-topping hit, The Humpty Dance. Tupac's involvement with the group started as a roadie, before his talents propelled him to the role of hype man, where he captivated audiences with his energetic stage presence, dancing, and crowd-hyping skills. It soon became apparent Tupac was destined for much more than Humpty. Shakur's breakthrough came when the group granted him a verse in Same Song, the lead track from Digital Underground's 1991 album. In the accompanying music video, Tupac makes a memorable entrance, appearing on screen as an African prince, carried on a palanquin by four servants. His chemistry with the camera is apparent, his lyrical prowess undeniable. The founder of Digital Underground, Greg Jacobs, better known as Shock G, said of young Tupac, "We were like family to him. We got him his first apartment. He had no credit. He couldn't drive. He had no driver's license." After less than a year touring with the group, Tupac was ready to embark on his solo career. His debut album, Tupacalypse Now, garnered immediate acclaim. On it, Shakur established himself as less gangster rapper and more warrior poet, touching on issues like social justice and police brutality. In one song, Brenda's Got a Baby, Tupac raps about the mistreatment of Black women and the consequences of children being raised in fatherless homes. Shakur's delivery, oozing with passion and authenticity, resonated with audiences in a way that few artists have been able to emulate. Fans from all walks of life, regardless of race and ethnicity, embraced the rapper's persona. By the time Shakur released his second album, he'd already ascended to hip-hop's highest echelons, soon followed by opportunities in film and television. But his fame was not without controversy.
Follow or subscribe to Murderish now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. New episodes are available every week. Follow me, Jamie, on social media at Jamie on Air. That's J-A-M-I on Air on all platforms to stay up to date on the podcast and me. Remember, listening to this podcast doesn't make you a murderer. It just means you're murder-ish.
Hey there, I'm Amara Kofer, and I'm the host of the show Black Girl Gone. In this podcast, I tell the stories of missing and murdered Black women and women of color in America. I want to bring light and awareness to all of these powerful stories. I focus on a neglected demographic and missing and murdered cases and send my love and respect to the victims. I recommend listening to Black Girl Gone on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.